Wyman and Bob.
Powered through the Alaska Airlines Studio.
On Seattle Sports.
We are live at the Virginia Mason Athletic Center. It's Wyman and Bob, Seattle Sports on 710. And our guy is early. We were talking about him joining us later, but it's good to have him here sitting right in front of us. For those of you watching on the video stream, the one, the only Reek Woolen is with us. How are you, man?
I'm doing good, man. Just been taking it a game at a time and just getting ready for this cold weather that's coming.
Yeah. Hey, we've been practicing trying to say Reek. How many people still say Tariq?
Honestly, a lot of people, you know, because that's just how it goes. But at the same time, I really don't be too picky, you know. I just feel like football is just like something you do and something you love, just like an actor or something they do and something they love. So, like Denzel, that's his real name, but in movies you call him something else. And I feel like in football,
that's your football name.
Yeah, enough of my friends call me Reek, and it was just something cool. So I was like, hey, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, I really don't be tripping. No, it was my name that was given to me at birth, so I don't really care.
We're working on it. We're trying.
The thing I love is the way you did it to the media. So I have in our office, Steven works in our office, and he said you came in there to the media room, and you were just very sweet about it. Like, hey, guys, I really appreciate it. I'd like to be Reek from now on. Mm-hmm. I think you were in your uniform or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And the way you asked for it, and it was very nice. And, yeah, so that makes it easier. For me. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So how you feeling, man?
I'm feeling good. I'm happy to be here. And, you know, last season is different from this season. That's just how it's going to be. You know, as years go by, it'd be different. You know what I'm saying? Just because, you know, last year, I get an interception early rather than now, you know, teams know, you know what I'm saying, what they're dealing with. And so sometimes some game I may see zero passes, some game I may see two or just one or none. So it's just pretty crazy, honestly.
So are they – because Pete said that last year at the end that they were staying away from you. Mm-hmm. They're staying away from you this year, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I feel it a lot because in the games, I'm like, dang, I want to pick, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody on our defense make plays. We got a defense full of playmakers. And, like, it's just hard to just see everybody else making plays. You're like, dang, I got to give me one. And I know it'll come. It's a long season. But it's just cool that, you know what I'm saying, you can contribute. Like, even though on a stat sheet to say something, like, you can contribute that way instead of me, you know what I'm saying, contributing to the team that's not on the stat sheet. They both weigh a lot, you know what I'm saying? They both is a big thing that makes the sport of football, but it just hit different, you know what I'm saying, getting those interceptions.
What'd you learn last year as a rookie that you applied this year, whether it's how you take care of your body, how you train in the off season? Was there something you came into this year going, I wish I would have known this last year as a rookie?
Honestly, just honing in on the playbook more. I felt like last year as a rookie, I understood the playbook, but not as much as, this is the reason why I'm doing this, and this is the reason why this person is dropping to this flat or this hook around me, and I can play to certain leverages and stuff like that. So this offseason, I just learned more about the playbook and just more about what other guys' responsibilities are, too, because that'll help your game out, too, knowing that, I ain't got to be so heavy inside on this play because I got this guy with me and stuff like that.
Hey, how much does it help having Jamal Adams back out there? I mean, he seems like that guy just plays with a different energy, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. I love having Jamal out there because just his personality is just what electrifies him, you know. And even when he wasn't playing, you still can feel his personality throughout the team when he was here. So now that he's back and playing with us and – you know, we all getting gelling together as the season goes along. You know, his energy and presence is felt because now it's more of him making plays. And the plays he make are crazy plays to get the defense going. Or is this a play that contributes in a big way? And knowing that you have him out there, you know, offense, they got to worry about two rushers. And they got to worry about Jamal Adams. And then they got a Jamal Adams that can cover. Go out there and cover. He can cover a guy. Then you got to worry about him. Boom, blowing up your running back on play. So it's pretty cool.
You know, last year, obviously, you're a rookie. You come out there and just have a tremendous year, and you never looked like a rookie. Sometimes it takes guys a little while to find it. You didn't look like that, and it looks like this year, Witherspoon is that guy. He doesn't
He doesn't look like a rookie when we're watching him. And that's a nice thing for this organization 2 years in a row to find corners who just go out there and are immediately impactful. What do you see when you watch him play?
You know, guys got, you know, a lot of different playing styles in our secondary. And whenever I watch him, it's a guy that plays with aggression. And he plays with a lot of confidence. Like, just talking to him, regular conversation, it could be nothing about football. And this confidence is just to come out, you know. And just for him to go out there and just make those plays, and then seeing last year how I made plays, it's a good feeling knowing that, you know, for years to come, that we can play with each other and work off each other and, you know, go out there and eat together. So it's pretty cool having two of us, two corners going back-to-back years, being great players, and then now it's time to move along and keep growing together.
Yeah, it's fun to watch you guys, especially the back end of your defense. Really cool. What do you think about the throwback uniforms?
Sure, man, that's the only uniform I wear on Madden. I don't wear no other uniform. On Madden, I'm wearing the blue jersey. So now we got a chance to wear it in real life. It's crazy because I was just wearing it every game, you know, or, you know, even the away ones they had back in the day. I was talking to him on the way here to the interview saying, like, the white jerseys would be nice too. So yeah. I love the blue jerseys. I feel like it's a great thing for the fans because, you know, the fans, they've been asking for about the blue jerseys since, since we switched the jerseys to the navy ones. So to wear that blue jersey is significant because it shows that, you know, you put a lot of hard work in, but it represents all the former Seahawks who actually got to wear that blue jersey every game and who actually put the blood, sweat, and tears so that you can get here now.
It's this guy.
I really appreciate that, man. That way.
He bled in those jerseys.
I love you, brother.
Hey, man. That's all I love on this.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Hey, hey, just individually, how do you think your year? We know about the defense and the team, but just have you lived up to what you had in your mind, or how do you feel about your season so far?
Honestly, no, I still got different things I wanna reach and a lot of goals. And this year, by the end of the season, we'll just have to see, you know. But at the same time, you got to be real about your goals and you got to be real about what's happening on the field, you know. Last year, I wanted to get a lot of interceptions, and that's something that I did, and I could have had more. But this year, I do want to have a lot of interceptions, but you got to be real that you may not get the same opportunities or amount of chances that you did last year just because you got a lot of interceptions. You know, that's how it goes. So, you know, it's still more work to do, and it's still the parts of my game that I would like to work on, you know, more tackles or something. You know, at least show that I'm out there and just not – well, I know I'm great at covering, but I want to show that I can do more than just cover, you know. And yeah, as games go by, that's something that I'll show. So, you know, it just take rep and time, and – like I said, with each rep, you'll get better, and with each rep, you'll have more opportunities.
Well, it's fun watching you out there, man. You guys are off to a great start. The defenses look fantastic the past couple of weeks, so excited to see you out there this weekend. We wish you the best, and we always appreciate you taking time with us.
Oh, yeah, no, I appreciate y'all for having me on here.
Thanks,
and,
Reed.
Let's finish the season strong, you know, halfway there, and then playoffs.
Absolutely. Reek Woolen of your Seattle Seahawks has been our guest. Appreciate you, man. Thanks so much.
Hear Wyman and Bob every afternoon 2 to 7.